Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Will you stop whistling, please? I'm trying to sleep over here.
Sleeping too much is a sign of depression.
Yeah, well, you keep whistling and I'll put a depression in your skull.
We've got damn near 8 hours before we get to the library. I'm just trying to stay alert.
Well, I hate that song.
So do I.
I made up words to the damn thing.
What?
I made up words to Hail to the Chief. I sing them to myself every time they play it.
I made up words to it, too.
Yeah, let me hear yours.
Now you go first.
No, no, you do yours and I'll sing mine.
Hail to the chief, he's the chief and he needs hailing. He is the chief, so everybody hail like crazy. Hail to... That's it, more or less. Okay, well, let's hear your version, Gershwin.
No.
Well, what do you mean, no? I sang mine.
I know, you're an idiot.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Of LSD. He also had a camel, stole it from a zoo. How he loved the camel, and the camel loved him too.
Oh, how the camel loved Alibaba.
Alibaba's camel loved Alibaba so. No matter where he went to, the camel had to go. Some say that he's in heaven, but this I know is true. Wherever you think Ali's gone, his camel's gone there too. Crossing the equator, ooh, how hot it was. Poor old Alibaba, cursed and swore because he was so very thirsty. And everybody knows it's horrible to walk for miles with sand between your toes.
Alibaba's
camel turned round and licked his hand. He said, oh, Alibaba, I surely understand. We must find an oasis and get a drink somehow. But hark, I hear the temple bells. They'll all be open now. They entered for the races at the desert sports. There goes Ali's camel in his filthy cotton shorts. The starter cracked his pistol off the camel's head. Alibaba's camel wins by half a camel's head. How a camel smiled. But Ali and his camel, they both were out of breath. They'd run so far, they laughed so much, they laughed themselves to death. Oh, gather round the campfire, sing a roundelay, but don't sing out of tune, though. Sing of Alibaba, his men, sing about his camel and then sing it all again. Alibaba's camel loved Alibaba so. No matter where he went to, that camel had to go. Some say that he is in heaven, but this I know as well. Wherever you think Ali's gone, his camel's gone too.
From coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme. evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Possum Hour. That was the president's theme, Hail to the Chief. Hail to the Chimp. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. It's President's Day here in America. Woohoo! It's where we celebrate all our great presidents. All of them. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Grandpa Enoch's Gym Crack Lube and Madame Curie's Irradiated Bonbons. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Bonbons. Listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. This Wednesday at 4:45, join Flip Chin Dribble for his opinions on soap. And Fridays, it's us too on Friday Night Possum. Flip Chin Dribble. Not an easy one to say. Where's my next cue? Oh, yeah, okay. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Fellow Americans, we're all celebrating Crazy Eddie's President's Birthday Week Sales Extravaganza. Get up to 60% in savings on anything and everything in home entertainment.
Get an Emerson 4-head VCR with HQ and wireless remote, $199 after rebate. Get an ultrasonic humidifier, $38. Get a Sharp 19-inch Linitron color TV, $188.
Save up to 60% without even crossing the Delaware. Crazy Eddie's President's Birthday Week sale prices are patriotically insane.
Oh, there's our first caller.
Hello, how are you?
I'm Richard Nixon.
Did I interrupt your dinner?
I want $1,800,000.
And?
A glass of milk.
Because?
I did not sleep well last night.
Was that wrong?
Nope.
Never.
I want to tell you...
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
Goodbye.
Keep well.
Thank you.
And good night.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, John Quincy Adams. Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Miller, Fillmore. Pierce, Buchanan, Abraham Lincoln. Andrew Johnson, Ulysses Grant, Rutherford Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Grover Cleveland, Benjamin Harrison, Cleveland once again, and McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, and Wilson, Warren Harding, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, Franklin, Delano Roosevelt, Harry S. Truman, Dwight Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, George Walker Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, Joe Biden.
You possum bush, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Okay.
you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Awesome hour says, suck it!
Enter!
Much better than the one I sent you. Much better. Had a nice.
Oh, did you like that one better?
Oh, by far, yeah. Had a nice little rhythm to it.
Yeah. I didn't even have to put the duck quack in there. They all do that now. Automatic.
I believe you.
So how was your weekend, sir?
I was all right. No biggie. Same old, same old.
Slinging some gars.
Yep.
I did nothing and liked it. Starting to go out of my mind with boredom. Beauty.
I did a couple of those THC gummy bears. It takes like 2 hours to hit you. I was tempted to eat another one because I thought it wasn't working. I'm glad I did.
I was at this dude's house and he had cookies, you know. And he offered me one. I'm like, nah, it's all right, man. I'm cool, you know, because I was smoking a joint. Well. Later on, like, I had a nice buzz going on, and I got the munchies. And I ate three of those fucking cookies. Not a good idea. Not a fucking good idea at all. I was high for a week, man.
Oh, I can imagine.
Very cool. So anyway, Indigenous Possum Hour, I'll give you the skinny on that. I have to fess up.
Yeah, please do.
Ea culpa, you a culpa, everybody culpa. For some reason yesterday, I was sitting there and thinking, well, I should, you know, throw something together for the show there. You know, hey, I got time. I'm bored out of my mind, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they
uh-huh.
were special cookies, Dr. Cake. They were, they were Dr. Roberts cookies.
Alice Pete Tolkien's or whatever fucking name it is.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm sitting there. I said, okay, I'm trying to bounce around ideas around in my skull. And I thought, oh, yeah, tomorrow's something, isn't it? You know. And I really, you know, I'm thinking it's President's Day, Valentine's Day, it's President's Day tomorrow. And for some reason, I transposed President's Day and Columbus Day in my mind. So, I had this great idea for a Columbus Day show, Indigenous Possum Hour, with a possum wearing a headdress. And then when I woke up this morning to post the show and shit, and I looked at it and I went, yeah, but it's President's Day, asshole, not Columbus Day. Yeah, fuck it. Cool fucking picture. Throw it up there.
Did you do that picture? Did you Photoshop that?
Yeah. Yeah, I did that one.
I like that. I like that.
It's quite gorilla at this point because my 20-year-old software doesn't really work too well with modern systems. Ed,
well, I did the same thing I've done every 5 years.
What's
with
that?
My license renewal. I keep thinking that they sent me the form and all I have to do is take the form to the DMV. I keep forgetting that they mail you the little bill. You got to fill it out and mail it back to them, and then they mail you the card to take to the DMC.
Ah,
so here I am, a week away from getting it expired. I grabbed it, I didn't open it. I figured I threw it in a basket and wait.
Yeah.
So I went online. That's a dumb system. I went online and paid the $30 on my card. You know, so I made a Xerox copy, so I got proof when it gets past the expiration date. I do that every 5 years. I just throw it in the basket and say, all right, good. I got a month to wait on this.
Keep forgetting. Well, Ohio's pretty good, man. I mean, you just if you can lose all your paperwork and shit, and if you go in there and show them your driver's license, they're like, they just look it up and they're more than willing to take your money. Yeah.
No shit. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here you got to get a special card to take there. You got to take a card to them. They got to mail
weird,
you a card.
Man.
Yeah.
Seems
you got to
like
pay
a,
it all in advance.
Extraneous step in the process, yeah. Don't you think? Hey, somebody. I'm preoccupied with Ted over here, everybody.
How's Theo doing?
If I'm not. Ted is Ted. Yeah, how you doing, baby? You didn't know whether he wanted to sleep or fuss or do what, so.
Decisive.
All right, anyways. Indigenous Possum Hour. Here we go. Well, so let's say, you know, tip of the hat to all the Native Americans. We love
you.
We're on your side.
Uh-huh.
Fuck, man. I don't know. I tell you what, why don't we blow something up?
Blow something up?
Yeah.
Blow it out, baby.
Yeah, it out. It's time. We got to get in the way back there. Yeah, for no reason at all. Actually, I have a good one to blow up for next week or for Friday.
All right, it teases.
Yeah, well, all I'll say is Friday, a drug commercial will be blown up on Possum Hour.
A drug
very
commercial.
Very annoying one.
Okay.
Yeah. I hate drug commercials, man. I just think they're the stupidest thing ever. Why do they have to, it costs us money, you know, we have to pay for those commercials. People shouldn't be running to their doctor asking for different drugs just because they've seen commercials where people walk in slow motion. I just don't think it's right.
Then you get 30 seconds of them quickly announcing the side effects.
Yeah. I was working on one of those, come up with every side effect possible. Just read them all out, one after another. Because there's the crazy shit. Well, for no reason at all, we'll go back to the year 2015, and we'll blow up Bob Seger. How about
it? All right.
Spring is going to be a little early this year. Listen to it, and just try to keep from tapping your fingers and feeling like spring is here.
Here I am, all.
Who's a fagger with turbo?
Coming in 5 minutes.
You never even get me out on the floor. 10 minutes, I'll be late for my
doctor. Oh, fuck, dang it!
Loyalty. All feel the same level of pain when they've known this
see what temptation's in the air. Well, then the devil handed Cupid an arrow full of sorrow. Now draw your bow and let it go for uncertain tomorrows. Then next come the arrow full of devastation to fill their hearts with wanderlust as they lose fascination. Well, then straight and narrow goes the arrow of overwhelming greed. Well, this makes the subject vulnerable to question their belief. Now this takes a master archer and the bonus skills I call. Precision is imperative for the potent one of all. Then the devil handed Cupid an arrow made of gold. Now the darkest pain this world has known, now within your hand you hold. When I choose the victims wisely, but to the arrow of divorce, and we'll sit back patiently and watch it run its course. And as Cupid held the arrow, he ran it from across the head. His eyes went cold from repressed pain. He thought it all was dead. Well, as Cupid's fist they quivered, well, he could take no part. Well, he drove that golden arrow well into the devil's heart. Then the devil dropped down to his knees, and Cupid rose above. And the downright spears fell Cupid's tears, for he too once was in love. He said, die, you lonely devil, there's been a slight change of plans, for I could never place that kind of pain upon a man. I said, Cupid, to the devil, I know love's pain all too well. Well, you took my wife, I'll take your life, and I'll gladly burn in hell.
Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps. Well, Ted decided to join the show tonight.
Hey. All right, Ted.
So we need some background music, man.
He's all gung-ho.
Yeah. All right. You ready, Ted? One more? Okay, and there they are, the Possum Lounge. You're supposed to bark on cue, dude. All right, there's Apple Cheeks Alice. Apple Cheeks Alice.
We are. Apple Cheeks Alice.
All right. And look who's here. Look who's here, Ted. It's Daddy G.
Daddy G.
From the Daddy G Show, A Night with Daddy G. 90 minutes.
Ted knows.
Yeah. Ed wears his fin.
Yeah. Ted's got his Grotto every Saturday night. You can't
Saturday
make
night.
Ted's there.
Right, Ted? You got that right, Jack. Okay, and there's Dr. Cake, right, Ted?
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Ted is in full agreement with that. Absolutely.
He concurs. And,
Ford Prefect? Yeah, he's here too. Yeah. Ford Prefect here, ladies and gentlemen.
Ford Prefect.
Yeah, Ted. Where's your towel, Ted? Where's your towel? In the laundry. That's not good. That's no good. Hey, man. We're in a snow emergency. Make sure you keep your gym crack charged. You never know, man.
Yes, yes.
Ice gets on those power lines.
Yes.
Lose your electricity. Yes. You need a full gym crack.
Getting an ice storm. Getting an ice storm here.
Don't play Blocku Blocks or something.
Uh-huh. Angry Birds.
Energy. Angry Birds. Right out.
Right.
You can watch a little porn, of course, but, you know.
Oh, of course.
Everything in moderation.
Polish porn.
Right, Ted? Okay. And there's Hope.
Other people's eyes.
Ted? Right?
Buddy Hope.
Oh. Yeah, Ope. Dogmentia. I like it. Hard to bark on cue when you're suffering from dogmentia. Older than the southern end of a well digger. Yeah. How you doing, Ted?
Huh?
Okay. And last but not least, there he is, the sinister minister of finance and parking, Professor R.J. Gumby. You got a bark for him?
Nice. Thank you, sir.
There you go, pal.
That's a good one.
All righty. And there they are, the pockets.
With your super host, Commodore Deck.
As the Beaver.
Come around and lend an ear. Come on and flip your hat. For the big boy of the year, he's got a record that's gonna make you wanna cheer. Elvis Presley,
yeah!
For president. Rally round at the jukebox after school and dig that guitar sound. While he's singing, don't be cruel. Hey, baby, pound for pound. He's the hottest thing that's cool. Elvis Presley,
yeah!
For president. He's all for love, 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 love. He's all for kiss, kiss, kiss. He's all for hug, 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 hug. Who else can give you this?
Get up, get in the swing.
Start swinging to the pole.
Hound dog,
get in the swing. Give it all your heart and soul.
Because a vote for him is a vote for rock and roll.
Elvis Presley,
yeah!
For president.
E-L-V-I-S, vote for Elvis. Yes, yes, yes.
He's all for kiss, kiss, kiss. He's all for hug, 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 hug. Who else can give you this?
Get up, get in the swing.
Start swinging to the pole.
Hound dog,
get in the swing. Give it all your heart and soul.
Because a vote for him is a vote for rock and roll.
Elvis Presley,
yeah!
For president.
For president.
Elvis Presley,
for president.
Big massive dumps. Yeah, we got to get our money's worth out of those because another
exactly.
Couple of weeks, people aren't even going to remember that cotton candy haired cocksucker. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
That's the guest that would never leave. What's going on here?
He's still going to be in the press, though. Shit's still going to be going on with that clown to the day he dies.
Well, you know, you got to look at that impeachment deal.
Uh-huh.
It's the biggest waste of fucking time.
Uh-huh.
Impeach. So far. I've lived through 2.5 of them. The one where they didn't even start it, ran the guy out of office. That one worked. But
yeah.
That was a case where his own party came and said, well, we're going to vote to impeach you because you're an asshole. Now they won't do that.
Nope.
You know, they protect their own.
I'm not surprised.
Absolutely not. I was not at all surprised or shocked or upset or anything.
I was going 50-50 with it, though. I thought it could happen, but...
I figured they'd get a couple. There's a couple of people that are, you know, and they can, well, I voted my conscience, because they know damn well it's not going to, not going to pass. I just think a simple majority would suffice. Thirds, kind of.
I like the way they said it's not impeach him now, because it's taken away the all the attention of the Biden and
then after he left office, they say, you can't impeach him now. You can't impeach a non-sitting president.
Right. He wouldn't schedule the trial till after the inauguration. Then he says, well, not yet. We can't have a trial now. Yeah, he's not a fucking turtle head. He is totally shameless. The one that's totally shameless is that Lindsey Graham weasel.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah,
man.
Got that right.
Sorry, we're talking politics here. But I really do think, next time you want to impeach a president, let's not say we did. Okay? It's really not. They need to do something else, like come up with put the whammy on him or something, you know?
Yeah.
You only have to pass that by a slight majority. We hereby put the double O on President Dildo and don't let it ever happen again. Let that be a lesson to you.
Cane his ass.
Come on. Yeah, caning. Not that the Constitution says we can't cane his ass.
Not that I've seen.
I like it.
Uh-huh.
You're an original thinker.
They know what they're doing in Singapore.
All right. Remember what a big deal that was? That dude?
Yeah. Michael Fay.
Yeah.
Vandalized something. Vandalized cars.
Yeah. Schmuck.
What a dick. Yeah.
Hey.
I was all for it.
You know, I'm against that kind of punishment, but it's like, dude, you're in their country.
Yeah.
You're doing something stupid and illegal. Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's something a 14-year-old kid would do. How old was he?
Yeah, you're going to have to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. He was a young man, but it was stupid. It seemed like a good idea at the time, huh, Ted?
He got it, though, but just not the full amount. He's still wacky.
All right, you want to get in bed? You want to get in bed, Ted? All right. Okay, Ted has issues we still haven't dealt with. How about a quickie?
Quickie, yes.
It's quickie time. Gee, many Christmas. This thing's long, this list of stuff. List of goodies. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this quickie.
This is a stupid song. It just goes on and on. You might find some meaning, but you would be wrong. There is no thought or substance that's thinner than a thong. Poopy poopy poo, this is a stupid song. It's dum 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 dum. My bum 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 bum. Taste yum 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 yum. Yum, 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 bum, bum. Now everyone, this is a stupid song. Oh yeah, it just goes on and on. You might find some meaning, but you would be wrong. There is no thought or substance, it's thinner than a song. Poopy, poopy, poo, this is a stupid song.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Is the answer.
This is a stupid song. It just goes on and on. You might find some meaning, but you would be wrong. There is no thought or substance. It's thinner than a thong. Poopy poopy poo. This is a stupid song. And it's still going on. My head is a prawn. That looks like Genghis Khan. Gravity is wrong. Now the song is gone. Wait a sec, hold on. That was just the denouement. Stupid song.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Gesundheit! Everything is Gesundheit! Kaputt und verboten!
Indeed.
You got that right.
Nice.
I think we might have touched on this before, but it crossed my mind over the weekend. I've never been a big fan of the handshake.
Neither have I. I'm not a touchy-feely type guy. I don't like any of that.
Well, I make my living with my hands.
Yep.
If you look at my hands, you can tell that they have never... Well, they've seen very little hard work, hard labor.
Uh-huh.
They're very thin and delicate hands.
Yes.
And, you know, you'll get some jackass... It wants to show off and crush your hand. I had some guy do that at a gig. I fucking rang him up. I said, look, man, don't you ever fucking do that to me again. I make my living with this hand. What the hell's wrong with you? And he thought I was kidding at first, and then he realized there was flames coming out of my eyes. It hurt. Like, you dumb cocksucker. Who the fuck are you? And I saw him again at another gig. And he's like, oh, yeah, hey, sorry about that. You know, he apologized. Well, don't let it happen again. So I'm kind of liking that part of the pandemic is the fist bump. Ooch.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
I'm totally cool with a fist bump or an elbow
keep
bump.
That. Uh-huh.
I like it.
No
yeah.
more
let's
high
keep,
five.
Let's keep that.
High five suck. Fist bump.
Yep. Yeah, fist bump is,
I don't
cool,
even
man.
Like that, but it's still better than any other kind of touchy-feely shit.
Well, you know, with the young people, they got the thing, you grab the hand and then you pull them into your chest and kind of give a half-hug thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you mind God in Himmel.
Uh-huh.
Well, they gotta lose that.
I think they are.
Come on, man. That's Boo Kitty. Yeah. Just a fist bump. What's wrong with just a fist bump?
That's it. Or the elbow bump thing. I like the elbow.
Or the elbow. Fist bump, elbow.
How about just a
say
fucking wave?
Or just say
just
hi.
Just say hi. Yeah. How you doing?
Say hi.
Give me a wave.
Just wave. Wave from behind shaped panes of glass.
That's the way I like it.
Okay, here we go. Let's do something fun here. Okay, here we go. This is February 15th, 2021. And here we go. This is today's final Jeopardy question. This time I won't fuck it up and say it before Ope gets the answer right, okay? This is hard as fuck. This one's hard as fuck. This late writer has had 10 plays on Broadway, most of them set in Pittsburgh, like Jitney, which premiered in 2017. I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Where's my cue? All right, here we go.
I'd actually heard of that play, Jitney.
Really? This late writer. He's a late. He died, but his play Jitney, set in Pittsburgh, premiered 2017. Let's see. Man, I had no clue on this one, man.
I'm sure I don't know.
Nada. Never heard of him. Yeah. And the correct response would be, who is August Wilson? All right, so.
Woo!
See, that name's ringing bells.
That's our Hitler!
That's who it is.
I think I seen a documentary on him. That's why Jitney sounds familiar. All right.
August Wilson. Well, he's probably from Pittsburgh, I'll bet.
Oops says
right
it was Wilson.
Pittsburgh.
Did he get that in on time? I bet you he did. Our boy Ope.
That was your, oh my God. Jesus Christ. Get off, Ope.
You got to get him on that show. Got to get him a possum shirt and get him on that show. Possum Hour shirt.
Yeah, he was born in the Hill District in Pittsburgh down there.
Was he homosexual?
Oh, he was. Nah, he was married to Costanza Romero. I wonder if that's George Romero's sister.
I don't know, but both his name and the title of that one play sound familiar. I seen something on this guy.
Yeah, liver cancer got him, man. 2005.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, The Piano Lesson, Naked Proof, On Broadway Fences.
Yeah, I just seen that. That's where it was. Okay. I just seen the Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. It was on, I think it was on Hulu or Netflix. I forget which one. Damn good play. That's where I seen it. Okay. Because they did a little thing after the movie on them.
Well. Oh, they have Jeopardy t-shirts for sale. Do not call me at 7:30 t-shirt. That's when Jeopardy's
on. Oh, okay.
Then they got one that says, do not call me at 7 in case. Well, no, 7's when it's on here. So that's if I got the 7:30, then they'd think I watch Wheel of Fortune and, you know, I'm a babbling idiot. Okay. Well, I guess we've put it off long enough, you know. Inevitable. Typical and eternal.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Most excellent. It's time once again.
Yes.
For 3 minutes, you'll never get back. Oh, I'm going to cough my head off during the 3 minutes. We'll do it on the air. Got one of those little thingies down in there. That, you know, a little piece of phlegm that's just hanging there in your esophagus. No, and he's just like going, hey, you can't cough me up no matter how hard you try. Yeah, you're going to cough your head off. You get dizzy and fall over. Well, we'll see about that. 3 minutes, you'll never get back, and tonight is no exception. It's also Decker's Dance.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, two for one. Buy one, get one. B-O-G-O, Ogo. I'll type that in the lounge. Ogo. Ogo 3 minutes. There you go.
All right.
Here we go.
3 minutes.
Becker's Dance. 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such.
But it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concept of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out.
I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
Come on, kids. There's a dance that's going around, and they're doing it all over town. All your friends, you will astound when you do the Wombat Wild Move. It's that wobble. Put your left hand out in front of you, shake it down to your shoe. Right hand up like the left before, then take it down to the floor. Everybody form a chain, then move around like a choo-choo train. Kick to the left, yeah, kick to the right, that's it now, you've got it right. Everybody on the floor, you have fun, you'll have a ball. All your cares will slip away, and right about now you have to say, wobble, 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 doing the wombat wobble, your turn.
Wobble, 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 wobble,
wobble, wobble. That's it, doing the wombat wobble. Yeah. All right, now the wombat, he just wobbles about, hairy legs and hairy snout. He likes to take it nice and slow, but when he moves, he can go, go, go. He likes to burrow in the ground, only comes up when the sun goes down. Park and grass, he likes to gobble, and he likes to do the wombat wobble. Put your left hand out in front of you, shake it down to your shoe. Right hand up like the left before, then take it down to the floor. Everybody form a chain, then move around like a choo-choo train. Kick to the left, yeah, kick to the right, that's it now, you've got it right. Everybody on the floor, you'll have fun, you'll have a ball. All your cares will slip away, and right about now you have to say, a wobble, 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 doing the wombat wobble, your turn.
Wobble, 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 wobble,
doing the wombat wobble. All right, you got it, looking good, doing the wombat wobble.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Wombat wobble. You know why they wobble? Because that's how they get that cubic poop.
Oh, you got to work that out.
Yeah,
you got to work the edges kinda out. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it's like that cycle in your washing machine where it kind of undulates.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
It ain't easy being a wombat. People think it is.
No. It's not all fun and games.
Uh-uh.
All right. Let's go right to the Guinness Book Records.
All right. Let's get right to it.
Open with a fan favorite, August Wilson. All right. I didn't know there had been a world record for this. Apparently there was a 22-foot-2-inch bear made from roses breaks the record for the world's largest rose bear. Who knew?
See, you could put anything together. You did it in that book.
It was a decoration at a wedding vow renewal ceremony for 108 couples in China. The Chinese.
Oh,
supposed
yeah.
to hate them now. Take your fist,
so it was a
boy.
Panda bear. Big panda bear, though. Those panda bears.
I guess it was, yeah, but it's all red because it's a rose.
Mm-hmm.
No, we like the China. We don't discriminate here on Possum Hour.
No.
Except for the Dutch. Except for the Dutch.
That's right. Never trust a Dutchman.
Anyway,
giant bear, rose bear, was constructed from 48,000 real roses attached to a metal wire frame. And as the roses die, they will be replaced with fake ones so that they can, the sculpture can remain on display in its towering tackiness. So, congratulations to Chinese.
Yes.
And here we go. Idaho couple breaks record for setting up a chessboard. Huh?
Idaho. Uh-oh. Is David Rush involved?
David Rush. Broken more than 150 Guinness Book records. Promotes STEM education. Teamed up with his wife, Jennifer, to break the record for setting up a chessboard team of two. The previous record stood at 36.7 seconds, and the Rushes defeated it with a time of 34.09 seconds.
He's on fire,
guy. Shaved more than 2 seconds off. These are important things, man. Yeah. Who can...
much money he's got for this.
He's making any money.
I think you're awarded. I think you're awarded money, aren't you?
Oh, I didn't know. I don't think that's a fan game.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But yeah,
that's a pretty useless record.
Gotta be
for New York
something. Right.
Well, it's for to promote that STEM education, which we they told me what it was last time, and I totally forgot it already. Tag off.
I can't blame you.
Alright, here's some good news. You know, the pandemic, we're about a year into it now. I haven't gone. Over in Guinea. Good old Guinea. There, cases of Ebola virus are showing up. That's the good news. The first cases declared since it was one of the three West African nations to fight the world's deadly Ebola epidemic that ended 5 years ago. Health officials in Guinea on Sunday confirmed at least 3 people have died from Ebola. Holy fuck, man. That's all we need. Ebola.
Add that to it. And that's everything.
Just wash your fucking hands, people. Come on. You know, a little soap and water. Happy birthday.
Now, you know, when this whole thing is over with, you know how many times or how long it's going to be to, you know, we'll be walking into 7-Eleven or something going, oh, fuck, my mask.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, that's right, It's over with now. Okay.
I think we got another year's worth of the masks, at least.
Yep, it looks that way. Ain't going anywhere.
But by then, by another year, that everybody will be vaccinated, or everybody but the tinfoil hat people, and hopefully move on, and you know,
people making a mask are making a lot of money, aren't they? Some of these little boxes.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
you know,
that's a market.
That's what the senators, you know, cashed in. They got the tip off. They bought stock in masks and shit like that. Anyway. Well, no, that's totally a coincidence. Senator Jackass. Well, luckily that the one that Kelly Loeffler got defeated. Piece of shit she was.
Uh-huh.
And, I think it was the other Georgia guy that was caught with his fingers
in
the pill. So they both got nixed, thank goodness. Thank you, Uncle Bobo, for that one. All right. Now, here's a weirdo thing, pandemic-wise. The Flaming Lips. I'm not real familiar with the band. I'm sure Ope knows every one of their songs.
Good band.
Okay.
I like them.
Flaming Lips. They're playing these gigs where everybody in the audience is in their own bubble. I don't know how these bubbles work, but
your
it looks
own
really
bubble?
Frickin'. Yeah, it looks really freaking wild, man.
Yeah,
everybody's in a fucking bubble. The band, people in the audience.
No shit.
That's a weird. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a costly concert.
Four space is a 10-space bubble by 10-space bubble grid. Each bubble may contain one person or two, or maybe three. There's a fancy high-frequency supplemental speaker inside as well, each bubble, as well as a water bottle, a fan, a towel, and a I-gotta-go-pee-slash-hot-in-here sign. Is there oxygen, I hope? I don't know. They don't specify.
Wow.
Okay, the bubble's holding enough oxygen for three people to breathe for over an hour and 10 minutes. Oh, well, then there you go.
No encores.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't want an encore at that concert, babe.
Mm-hmm.
No. That could be fatal.
Any casualties? Any dead bodies in the bubble? That's pretty good.
Just the guy that had Ebola. Yeah.
Personal bubble.
Personal bubble. Personal bubble. Okay, here's the news of the weird. Okay, this cat from Bangladesh. Well, that's actually a whole damn family in Bangladesh, right? Apu Sarkar. His whole family has a genetic mutation so rare it is thought to affect only a small handful of families in the world.
Yeah, shit.
It is.
The whole family gets it.
They have no fingerprints. Whoa!
Oh, eerie. Oh.
That
but does it stop there?
Shit, man?
Do they got footprints or anything? Or any? This is just the fingerprints. That's weird shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice smooth fingers.
Yeah, they got pictures of them. They're just smooth. They're just smooth. He's got wrinkles in his hand, but there's like no, you know, the pattern for the thing. So,
weird, wild stuff. The whole family.
They don't mention it. They don't mention the toes. That would be interesting to find out.
Yeah.
But, you can look them up. This is from the BBC.com. Articles on BBC.com. The family with no fingerprints. Weird shit, man.
Life of crime right there. Have to
no friction. You know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, hey. There you go.
Can hold you back. see here. Oh, okay. We'll go back to this one. Yeah, where are we at? The most ridiculous headlines from each state. Some more of these. It's trouble with Mondays. We did all the hilarious news Friday. Okay, so we did Pennsylvania last. Rhode Island. Most hilarious headline. Most ridiculous headline. Officers investigated for making teen do push-ups. Four officers in Rhode Island are being investigated for making five boys do push-ups on the side of the road as punishment for something.
Okay. It could
not,
be a kinky
that's not
thing.
That.
You don't know. Could be kinky.
Hard, guys. Okay. Here we go. South Carolina woman stabs roommate who wouldn't stop listening to the Eagles. Huh? Now, I can see that happening.
The do it or buy.
Yeah, I mean,
like
I love Joe Cocker, but yeah, keep them Eagles away from me. South Dakota. This is a good one. Breastfeeding bandit sneaks into home and suckles stranger's baby.
Whoa.
This must be a woman with, you know, some too much milk. She's looking for some relief. She broke into somebody's house and fed the kid. All right. Yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah. Tennessee. This is a guy after he's a He might have moved from Ohio, this guy, Tennessee. Tennessee man had sex with ATM picnic table. ATM and a picnic table.
That sounds like you're an Ohio guy.
Yeah. Who did I say? Did I say Joe Walsh? Who did I say?
No, you said Joe Cocker. Yeah.
Oh, Joe Walsh, yeah.
It took me that long because I couldn't think of Walsh either. That was driving me nuts.
Sorry, Joe.
You were going wrong with the story.
I didn't even catch it. I'm chagrined.
But sex
yeah, fuck
the,
Joe Cocker. Joe Walsh, cool. Fuck Joe Cocker. All right.
I was going
Tennessee
to say
man had
I
sex.
Couldn't think of his name.
Yeah. Well, it's those sexy picnic tables they keep making. all right, Texas, a naked man hospitalized after drinking. Oh, after drinking game leads to prosthetic leg being set aflame. Ah, you know, if I've seen it once, I've seen it 100 times, man. Jeez, that prosthetic leg on fire. There's Utah. Geez. A man determined to get arrested gets arrested. Would that be a lesson to you?
That's a grabber, that headline.
Here we go. Vermont. Public steps up, helps Vermont cop identify notorious washing machine urinator. Ooh!
Washing machine urinator,
huh? You piece of shit. Some guy's going around at the laundromats peeing in the washers.
That's what I figured. That's horrible.
That's when I start reevaluating the death penalty, man. All right, Virginia.
Didn't we do a news article before where someone would throw like a turd in the dryer?
I think so.
We did.
Would a turd melt in the dryer?
Yeah, that's why. They throw it in the dryer with the clothes.
Again, 40 lashes. 40 lashes.
Death penalty.
All right, Virginia. Porn star sues over rear-end collision.
Hey, Vin.
That's the headline. There you go. There you go. You're getting better.
All right. Washington. State of Washington. Stabbing disrupts class for anger management. That's classic.
But it's effective.
There's no blanks to fill in there. West Virginia. Frat boy sues for injuries caused by rocket shot from anus.
Who's he suing?
Well,
Jesus Christ.
Don't shoot rockets from your anus. Wisconsin man got shot intentionally in phenomenally stupid attempt to win back ex-girlfriend. Oh, I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know that story. Sure,
you sound like
Wendy's
friend.
I'm going to do it.
Friend. You don't even want to know. You don't even want to know.
I'm just stupid enough to do it. Right. And finally, we can knock this one off the books. Wyoming. Here's the headline. The state of Wyoming has two escalators. And they're totally fine with that. There you have it, man. Two escalators.
Two escalators.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? Proud
state.
Oh, yeah. Well, finally, you got the world of sports. You got the world of sports.
Okay.
We'll end on the world of sports. This isn't really funny. It's just kind of cool. It's actually, I think if you're a baseball fan, you should also be a Bernie Sanders fan. He's trying to save the sport, ladies and gentlemen. Bernie ripped the MLB because they have cut 40 minor league teams from the in their new minor league format, eliminating 40 teams. And this is really bad. It's bad for baseball. It's bad for the country. Bad for the ball players. It's a money making. Bernie says this is about greed, plain and simple. Closing down minor league teams like the Vermont Lake Monsters is a disaster for baseball fans, workers, and communities across the country. I will do all I can to fight it. Thank you, Bernie.
Hey, Bernie.
So, oh, yeah. And finally, cities are starting to put beet juice, beer waste, and pickle brine on icy winter roads to cut down on salt. This was brought to our attention by our old pal Ope.
Yeah, I was trying to follow that.
This actually happened
when I first got on there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
they mix
stuff.
The road salt with something that'll, and then it the problem with the road salt is it runs into the rivers and lakes and pollutes them. Freshwater becomes toxic to freshwater life. So if they mix it with beet juice or pickle brine or what was the other one? Beer?
Yeah. It sounds like an interesting salad dressing or something.
Yeah, it'd be good on with Cobb salad. But, yeah, it helps the salt stick to the roads and not go into the drink. So there you have it. It's environmentally safe, so stick that in your pipe.
For it.
And, well, a bubble pipe and blow. And that's the news.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Get in.
Play that album every morning in the shop.
That's what you said in the comments. I got a kick out of that. Do you really play that every morning in the shop?
Yeah, yeah. I love that album. It's a big candy, but I love that album.
That's funny.
In fact, I bought three of their other albums a long time ago, but they're not really good. That's, you know, they shot their load with that one.
Anus from Uranus. That was cool.
Sub Rosa Subway. That's another great song by them.
I don't know, man. I'm not hip. See, I would have never played that on this show if it wasn't for Ford.
I think we have. Didn't I send it to you before? I'm pretty sure we did play it.
Anus from Uranus?
Yeah.
Fact, I would have thought I'd remember that, but, well, I'll chalk that up to heavy drinking then, I guess. Well, even Cake forgets what we played.
They sold a lot of albums when that one DJ spread that rumor that it was the Beatles.
Yeah, it was actually the Beatles in disguise.
Yeah.
I think I read that in... I don't know where I read that. I remember they advertised the album in the National Lampoon.
Yeah.
Tune. So, what do you got coming up this week? Anything?
Me? Nah.
Yeah.
Jack shit.
Me
either. Just hoping for an ice storm.
Yeah, we had sleet all day and night, so I don't know what that's going to be like in the morning. Hopefully I can shovel it.
We're getting that tonight, tomorrow.
I gotta get some more fuel for my kerosene burner.
Yeah,
but
okay, you gotta
I figured out that you only have to run it like 2-3 hours. Then you could shut it off for 2 or 3 hours. As the house gets, you know, plenty warm.
Yeah.
You don't have to run it 24/7. So, I'm going to figure out a...
My TV just went kablooey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's real dark. Like, is there a light bulb? I know the old tubes used to have a light inside there. I wonder if these digitals do, because I can barely see it. It's, like, really extremely dark.
That happens. Seems to happen to mine sometimes. But I think I'm just like, you know, crossing over into the next world briefly. I sit there in the chair, and I come back.
That's good.
You know,
that gives me time to read. I just finished a great book, Deadwood. You would like this, Deadwood. Good book.
You want to croak so you have time to read? Is that what you said?
I have time to read because the TV's out.
Oh, because the TV's out. Okay, I got that. Sorry. I don't know if the heaven. Well, I guess if it's heaven, then your heaven would be stacks of books and your eyeballs would be perfect, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And movies and endless. And a new Woody Allen movie every year. Forever,
yes.
Ever.
There you go. Now you're talking. He's in Paris now.
Yeah.
Doing his 50th movie.
Wow. Wow. Can't keep a...
Yeah.
Oh, well. Good for him. let's see. Is there anything else here? Oh, they got... I was going to watch... That's something, another note for myself. There's a Playhouse 90 that looks interesting. I'm going to watch. Well, isn't that exciting, kids?
I just seen one. What the hell is it?
Yeah, they're all on YouTube, I guess.
Yeah. No. I see the a Bill Hickok old movie. Because I was just read that Deadwood. It was horrible. Completely fictionalized.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a Playhouse 90. It was just a very bad, cheap movie. Bill Hickok.
Was that accurate?
Yeah, that's based on the book I just read, Deadwood. It's called Buffalo. It's called Wild Bill. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Pretty good Western there.
Uh-huh. Right. With what's your face? Kelly Bundy.
She was in that?
Applegate. Yeah. Christina Applegate. She played the one of the upstairs girls.
Man, do you remember that time that Bud Bundy was on Francie and Friends?
Yeah. Yep, and some asshole called in and said that about Christina.
And he called up and he was cool and shit, you know?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And he laid that
on friends with him.
Yeah.
And they held him on the line. He was on the show for like 45 minutes waiting for dude to get on the show, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he gets on and he, oh, my God. Oh, that was...
What did he say? That you have a better chance of Christina now that she doesn't have her breast?
Well, he said it was something like, you still want to fuck Christine Applegate now that her tits have been cut off.
Yeah. Something better. Yeah.
It was really crude like that. And I just, all the oxygen left me. I'm like, oh my God.
You gotta realize they're friends, you know. You don't talk like that. The fuck?
Oh. All right. Well,
I wonder if he thought he was being nasty, or rather he thought he was being funny.
He was just. I think he was just a troll. I think he was just a troll trying to fuck the show.
He did.
Oh my God. I was embarrassed for them. Dyke.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel!
It's yodeling time.
Yodeling.
I'm fighting Vietnam 23 hours a day. What these Kongs will do,
got a pretty woman, Lord, I can't afford to lose. I've got the Vietnam blues.
Ricola, Ricola, Ricola.
All righty. That's a beauty. Well, I ran out of
my brother.
All my. Oh, there you go.
Kumquats!
Okay. I needed something there, you know? That was just the thing. Yeah, Elvis Cardin.
Elvis Cardin.
Blues. Wasn't quite a, you know, yodel, yodel, yodel. There wasn't a whole ton of yodeling in there. But
you hit the high notes.
You know, you got the yodel. Oh, we didn't do that story. Okay, we'll save that for Friday.
Okay.
That was that. I knew there was a story here that I was going to end with, and I missed it. So.
Bookmark it.
Friday. It'll stay fresh.
That nice cliffhanger you're leaving us with. I like that. It's like the old cereal.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to work on it more often.
But Monday's show is kind of hard, though, after Friday's show, because, like, I've shared everything that I could possibly think
exactly.
of sharing. running out the clock here. Give me crack corn. I don't care. All right, well, that's cool. We'll do this. We'll sing out. We'll do the sing out. We'll beam out of here, and then we'll play a little nice song on the way out the door. How's that?
Sweet.
Right. I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
Good to me.
But Hope says, but I need to know. What's the need to know? It's the no. Alrighty, man. Well, thanks, everybody, for coming. I know so many people would show up, I'd have put together a better show. Yay!
Indeed, sir. Well, I got to get my water.
Ford.
Oh, I got it right here.
You and Ford were the top contributors to tonight's show once again.
Ford comes through.
Thank you very much.
I like
Ford came, yeah.
Song.
I didn't realize until I was going through it. Like, he was the main man tonight.
All right, keep it coming.
Sure.
Keep it coming.
Oh, it makes it so much easier on the Commodore.
What
Canadian. Cracked my. I have two Molsons in there. Well, I have one Molson in there because this one's going to be in me in a few minutes. Oh, God bless you all. God bless you all. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Bless you, lassie.
One time.
Got the transporter warmed up. All right. Good, 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 good. Everything's in working order.
I was digging the Camel song as well. Nice
yeah,
line.
Camel song. Man. I had another Camel song too, I think. I could have doubled down on Camels. Yes.
Could have a Camel show.
Canadian. Well, we'll have a Camel song for Friday. How's that? I promise. And
right.
this,
we're
wacky story, this wacky story I didn't use tonight because I'm saving it just for you.
Okay.
Opossum.
Monday. It's a possum hour wacky story.
The wacky story. Is it? Don't let me forget. Remind me. Don't
okay.
forget the wacky,
wacky story.
All right. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize!
Tomorrow night, will you remember what you said tonight? Tomorrow night. Gone.
the memory. Or just another lovely song. It's in my heart to linger on. Your lips are so tender. Your heart is beating fast, and you willingly surrender. Tell me, darling, will it last tomorrow night? Will you be with me when the moon is bright? Tomorrow night, will you say those lovely things? Just another lovely song that's in my heart to linger on. Your lips are so tender. Your heart is beating fast, and you willingly surrender. When the moon is bright, tomorrow night, will you say those lovely things you say tonight?
All righty.
Okay.
Tomorrow Night by Lonnie John. I love Lonnie Johnson, man.
Lonnie Johnson.
Gotta love him. Lonnie Johnson. Hey, where's my exit music, baby? that was a good show. I don't know. I wasn't particularly hilarious tonight.
That's what we got all the tunes for.
Yeah, we had good tunes. Some interesting things. We didn't really learn any lessons. just kind of, hope for the future. Fist bumps, hopefully those stay. Impeachment, replace that with something better, like the firing squad. I don't know.
I'm just
spitballing. Just spitballing.
I like that firing squad.
Yeah. Oh, and we had teases and a lot of teases for Friday. So
yes,
we got a camel song. We got a hilarious news item, and we're gonna blow up a medical commercial. So a drug commercial.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So we're hitting on all cylinders. Friday night's probably going to go down in history as one of those spectacular episodes of show. Probably January or so. Be ready for that, kids.
I cannot wait.
Yeah. Slinging guards this week?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to do my damn taxes.
Okay.
So
I might be slinging guards at another shop, too. I texted and asked me if I had any time. So I said, yeah, why not?
Jeez. You the man.
I might even need some possum time, though. I don't know. This other place. Hopefully it's just a few hours in the daytime. I got to talk to
You let me know, man. You let me know, and I'll, scotch a show anytime. It's not a
Not a big problem at this point, if you know what I mean.
It's been done. Exactly.
All right, man. Well, see you Friday. Have a good week. Stay warm. Be careful out there. Keep your gym crack charged.
Yes, yes.
At all times.
Exactly.
And be nice to others.
I was gonna make espresso.